10 past 8, Wednesday, June 20. Some early fog patches, but the weather is pretty simple, actually. Top of 17, 12 at Katoomba. Well, as I said yesterday, the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, has made himself the story again. Yesterday it was about fishing, this time the Murray-Darling. He says he's preparing to take his own independent, in inverted commas, blueprint for the river system in the wake of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority's hopeless draft plans and the failure of the states to agree to a plan. He's then going to stick with an independent blueprint. He says, if the states don't agree on a plan within 3 weeks, he says he'll go it alone and use his special powers under the Water Act to impose the plan. Quote, I've got the power if I need to use it. Under the Water Act, the minister has the authority to make decisions if no agreement is reached. I intend to have the mouth of the Murray open 9 years out of 10. I want the system to approach drought as though it's not already in drought. In other words, we're going to fiddle yet again with nature, like the old carbon dioxide tax. We think we can press buttons and turn switches and stand nature on its head. I want the system to approach drought as though it's not already in drought, because it's that over-extraction which causes the whole system to fall over when you finally hit a drought. Over-extraction. In other words, the farmers are to blame. Tony Burke, I used to think you had some brains. I think you've been mixing too long with Julia Gillard, Wayne Swan and those other nincompoops. Talk to people like Jennifer Marahasi. It's not over-extraction which causes the system to fall over. It's the notion that there should be permanent freshwater lakes at the mouth of the Murray. Tony Burke is clearly determined to steal more water from irrigators for environmental flows. How about removing the man-made barges at Lake Alexandrina instead? It's a disgrace. One more reason, the Murray-Darling, to throw the government out at the next election and their stupid Murray-Darling plan with it.
The Game Plan at the new time of 8:30 tomorrow on 10.
Blocker here at The Game Plan. We love our footy.
You know, I thought at the time it was going to be a penalty try, but looking back on it, it probably was better off that it wasn't a penalty try.
We talk to the big names and we tackle the big issues.
The panel will be joined by guests Ellery Hanley, John Grant and Manly 5/8 Kieran Foran.
For everything footy, this is the place you'll see it first.
The Game Plan, 8:30 tomorrow on 10. It's a real footy show.
Marcus, an O'Brien auto technician.
If you've got a chip in your windscreen, it can just take a bump or sudden change in temperature and crack. You'll have to replace the whole thing. So check your windscreen now. And if you spot a chip, contact O'Brien. We'll repair the chip by using O'Brien's special repair system and exclusive HBX3 resin. It's guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. And thanks to your automotive glass insurance, it shouldn't cost you a thing.